Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. We are here at the Mansions on Park Row, and we are live this morning on our Facebook page. And we would just like to say good morning, America, again, out there in Facebook land. Today is such an amazing day, and we're so excited about today. Today is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So we would just like to take the time this morning to let you know that we have an amazing special co-host today. I'm just so excited, America, to introduce you, for all that don't know, because I'm sure it's a lot of y'all that do, but for the ones that don't know, we want to welcome Ms. Chana, is that correct? Chana Haynes to our Morning at the Mansion show, and she will be here hosting with me today, and we're just going to have a great time in the Lord today, Chana. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about you being here.
I am too.
And we're going to have you back, of course. We're just going to make that announcement already, okay, to the world today. Well, we have an amazing topic today, and Chana's here to just join and lock arms together today to edify the Lord, and not only that, to let everyone know, you know, what her passion is and what her zeal is for the kingdom at hand. So we just want to say once again, welcome, my sister.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, girl, yes. It's going to be a great day today here at the Mansion on Park Row. We have amazingly perfect weather. We always like to thank God for that because, you know, we love the rain and all of that good stuff that He does for us, but it's just beautiful fall weather.
Yes.
Today. It's so amazing. So we have a great topic today, America, and the name of our topic is Intimacy with the Father. And I really believe that the Lord is calling us deeper into His presence and allow us to function in the glory that He has for us, you know, to be able to counsel out who we are, you know, and elevate who He is. And for the world to see, wow, some amazing things are going on in your life and what is going on. And we just say, Jesus. Okay, so I'm so excited about that, and we're going to talk about how to labor in His love, and our scripture today is going to be on Matthew 7:7-8, and we'll get with that, but I would just like to kind of chime in to Chana and just kind of let her explosively flow in the wind, and then we'll kind of get into the meat of our topic. Okay, Chana, so just let the world know what's going on, girl.
Okay. Well, I'm Chana Haynes, and I'm so excited for this opportunity. But I'm not only that, I'm excited about what we're going to be talking about.
Amen.
And just seeking God and just more intimacy with Him. I think that the world has received the erosion of morals right now because of the church lacking that intimacy with God. How can I know who I am if I have not got with my Creator?
Come on now.
He who made me. And so that's really a lot who I am about and what I stand for and being your authentic self. But how can I be authentic? How can I truly be myself if I never know who me is?
That's right.
And so I know I for myself, I spent many years reaching out, trying to be other people, and never could understand why I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy because I really wasn't myself.
Okay.
I was just being a form of those around me, and I allowed other people to tell me who I was. Have you ever had someone come to you and say, you know, oh, girl, you know, you just tied. All of a sudden you feel tied.
Okay.
Or somebody tell you, oh girl, you know that you're not being for real.
Yeah.
You're just pretending. And you start questioning and the enemy will begin to play that over and over in your head until you start feeling what someone else has sold into you.
That's true.
Instead of saying, no, that I'm not tired. I'm yet going on.
Yeah.
No, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
All right, you have to do that.
Yeah,
girl.
There's nothing wrong with my short hair.
that's what
you want. You know, that's how God made me, and I'm okay with that.
All right.
And being okay, and I think when you start reflecting the Father's love, with that intimacy and time with Him, then you're okay with others being themselves.
That's right. That's right.
I don't have been all that hating. It removes it out of play. I don't have to be that. I'm okay with you because I'm okay with me.
That's it. And I think as women today, we really need to reference that.
Yeah.
We really need to go deep because a lot of that I was hearing my friend teach on her show, and I'm just going to kind of do an impartation on that. It's the root of that is insecurity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She was saying that, you know, we have to understand that that's why before you can take the speck out of someone else's eye,
mm-hmm.
and you got the big plank in yours.
Right.
Because when you try to get to me, you're going to knock me in the head anyway because
right.
your plank is bigger than my speck.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So with that being said, you know, I just encourage people to really take the time in the mornings, and we call that our morning fruits,
mm-hmm.
to where, you know, get up a little bit earlier in the morning and
right.
seek the face of the Father,
right.
because He is the one who has the plans for us. That's
right.
at Jeremiah 29:11.
Right.
You know, and most people want to get up, get their day started, and what they're going to do is about them, and then when it doesn't flow the way they should thought it should have,
mm-hmm.
or elevate the way they thought they should have, you know, because that's your plan,
right.
you know, and that's why it's so important to give the God what belongs to Him in the
mm-hmm.
reference of His time, and that's the big scope of that place of intimacy,
right.
and when He comes in and the glory comes down, He begins to resonate, and you just fall in love once again with your first love,
mm-hmm.
and then He can begin to deal with you and trust you
Absolutely.
In major areas,
mm-hmm.
you know, in your life, because what I love to related to people is that it's not about you.
Right, right.
This life that we're living is not about us. It's about us collectively
mm-hmm.
as a people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how we can be present.
Right, that's right.
And allow our presence to be a presence.
Right.
And when I was teaching on this past week that, you know, sometimes you don't have to say anything.
That's right.
If the Spirit is in you,
mm-hmm.
you will be the light.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And you will shift the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
You know, and I always talk about how people think we're strange.
Mm-hmm.
Or strange, we're just peculiar.
Yeah,
but He said, I will make you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to line up. You got to surrender.
Right.
You got to get in that secret place
okay.
and allow the Lord to download these amazing nuggets
mm-hmm.
of love.
Right.
Because, see, love is what covers a multitude.
Mm-hmm.
And love is labor. You got to really work into that place
right.
To know, you know, because we come to work, we go to work every day,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to labor no matter what we're doing. We
mm-hmm.
labor in it, and then the return comes at the end of the week or 2 weeks. I don't know how that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the time it works for me as a hairstylist day.
Right.
Okay, but I'm still laboring in that. And, you know, the return comes. So that is really, that's the simplicity of it.
Okay.
We have to come in with a heart to serve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the only way you can do that effectively with no hidden agendas
right.
is to have the Spirit of the Lord
mm-hmm.
in you,
yeah.
the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you into that place of that intimacy. Because when you're intimate with the Father,
yeah.
you can in return be intimate with people,
That's right.
you know,
That's right.
and not have anything hidden. Because I just find out today that it's so many hidden agendas.
Yeah, well, I think we have a generation who, they don't understand what love is. And so the media has told us that love is having the biggest house,
mm-hmm.
and love is having things,
mm-hmm.
and working on our outward opinion, just appearance.
Right.
But what do we have inside?
That's it. Come on.
And so God is all about, He's called you from the beginning. He made you for a specific purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And He said there's treasures inside.
Come on now.
You know, and so He's after those treasures.
Mm-hmm.
And once we find those treasures, then we can really walk in loving ourselves and then loving other people.
Amen.
You know, my website is Teaching Love, and I spelled love L-U-V
mm-hmm.
because you had to be in it first.
I can't love y'all. Hold on.
I can't love
back.
My sister.
No.
love right? And I teach my sister how to love me Amen. By me loving you.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
I learn all this by the foot of the Father.
That song.
But so what does that look like? And so many of the other generations say, oh, I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that look like? Because I haven't seen Mama do it.
Right.
And I didn't see, because Mama was at work making a living. And I didn't see Big Mama doing it, because see, they're growing up, it's a gap.
Right.
And so they didn't grow up the way we grew up.
Right.
And so my, you know, my brothers and sisters, millennials now, who were saying, well, what does that look like?
Mm.
Because the world tells me I need to go get my hair done and get my nails done. And so now I'm fabulous.
Okay.
You know, and inside, there's a void.
Yeah.
There's a hunger
yeah.
that only God can feel.
That's it.
You know, and He wants to do that by simply talking to Him.
Yeah.
You don't need a preacher. All you can do is talk to Him, just like I used to practice when I was when I first came to the Lord, I would pick up my cell phone, and instead of calling anybody, I would talk to the Lord, because I thought it was kind of strange to just sit there and just talk to, just out,
Okay.
And so I had to be, but because I was like, well, I don't know what to say. I sit in my clothes, and I was like, oh, well, what to say? You know everything. You're God.
Okay.
And so what I had to do is to just be real and pick up the phone and say, okay, what would I say to a girlfriend? Well, Father, I mean, I'm having problems with this coworker. You know, my boss, you know, is keeps giving me a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lord, I don't feel confident in these areas.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, since I'm lonely, Lord.
Right.
Lord, help me to, you know, and what do I do next? Because every time I've done something on my own, I messed it up.
That's it.
So help me. And once I just tell the truth about the situation, that I really don't know how to have a relationship. I really don't know how to be a mother. I really don't know how to be a wife.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to be a sister or a businesswoman. God, I need your help.
That's right.
And that's just the truth of the matter. And I say that every morning.
Amen.
And, you know, at the first of it, I die of the idea of trauma.
Yeah.
I have a funeral every morning.
Come on.
Okay, man. It's not about you, sweetie.
That's right.
Just say goodbye to her.
Fuck a day.
Right. Let her go to sleep. Yeah. Have a funeral. And
amen.
It took my my great uncle to tell me that. He says, well, it's this, you know, have a funeral every day for yourself. And that is the death of my ideas.
Right.
Of
what, I understand.
What the world's idea of being a perfect mother is. Because it changes every day.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, sometimes I have to be a nurturer.
Mm-hmm.
Other times I have to be a teacher.
That's it.
It depends on what my children need at that time. Sometimes my husband needs a best friend.
That's it.
Other times he needs a business partner.
Right.
You know, sometimes we just need to be, you know, like buddies, friends. You know, and other times he needs husband. Kids.
Right.
Sometimes I have to be his mother.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
That's it.
And I didn't know that. When I first got married, I said, oh, you're grown. You're fully grown. And then sometimes he wanted somebody to make his play. And I was like, really, you okay? You got two good hands.
Okay.
Don't you, all right? But he just wanted that.
Yeah.
Someone to care for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so who teaches us those things? Well, we have this beautiful book that sits in front of us. And you can get it in. It doesn't have to be King James Version.
That's right.
It can be an American Standard. You know, it could be wherever you're at.
That's it.
And we are to search the scriptures. First, love. God is love. He loves us so much that he sent his son to the cross to die for us. That's an ultimate love, because I have children, and I'll tell you what, none of my boys am I going to give for you to die.
Okay.
I'm not.
That's right.
But God loved us so much that he stretched his son out.
Oh, girl.
For you and our sins. And then he rose on that third day. So that we can have this life more abundantly.
That's it. That's
and
it.
So when you see us and you say, oh, there's a light, we're walking in that abundant life.
Amen.
And it has nothing to do with us. It has to do with him.
That's
he that lives in us.
Amazing. So amazing. And you know you just set us up for the scripture.
Okay.
You just set us up for the scripture. Don't you do it?
You did that.
Okay. That's so amazing.
So amazing.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Such an amazing zeal. Yeah. Even though you're just this little tiny little pretty lady. But you're just this amazing powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just thank God for you today. And being able to express yourself to the world about how God is to you.
Yeah.
You know, and the depth of your intimacy with the Father.
Yeah.
And we have such kindred spirits, because we both go to the closet, go to the bathroom, but we have the same mission.
Right, absolutely.
Every day.
Okay, midday.
Yeah, I mean, it's so serious, and, you know, who would have knew? God knew. So this is a divine time today of sharing our hearts with the world today about who the Father is and how to really get into this place, the secret place, you know. And then once you do that, and the way you were saying, you just call out to him, whether it be you're on your phone, like you're talking to your girlfriend, but you're talking to the Lord.
Right.
But you found your way to do that. You know, that's why in Matthew 7:7-8, so write the scriptures down and journal with us today. And the word of the Lord reads, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye, which is you, shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth it. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's real simple.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm finding out the more I seek him, the simpler he can try to keep me.
Yeah.
Well, he do. It's up to me.
Right.
If I choose to flow in that place, and I do choose, I surrender every day.
Yeah.
And that's what you know, when you were blowing that wind just now, it was a place of surrender. That's when
mm-hmm.
how you were saying sometimes your kids need that. You know, it's many facets
right.
to our everyday. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have transitions in so many ways before we even walk out the house,
right.
you
right.
know, of surrendering where the Lord wants us to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have to meet people where they're at.
That's right.
You know, and not worry about what we feel or think about people, because it's not about what we feel.
That's right.
You know, because everybody's not where we're at, and we're not where everybody else is at.
That's right.
You know, and we just really have to understand that and,
mm-hmm.
and not walk in these different councils of judgment,
mm-hmm.
judging people,
right.
making them feel that they need to be where that's too much.
Right. That's right.
That's too much, you know. And sometimes, like we were saying earlier, when you go into an atmosphere, just be a presence.
That's right. Right.
Don't say nothing until God tell you to say it.
Right.
Or not say, shut it down when he says shut it down.
Right.
You know, because a lot of times we can get into a place where we misrepresent.
Absolutely.
The kingdom,
Absolutely.
You know, because we're flowing in the flesh.
That's
we're
right.
flowing in what we're thinking.
Right.
And that's too much, you know. So, you know, even though I'm a really animated person, but I do take those moments of station identification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and I got to hear what God is saying or what he's telling me not to say.
That's right.
Because a lot of times we can hinder people.
That's right, we can.
We can, and we, you know, and then we make this declaration every day. I'm a, you know, child of the Most High God. I'm an evangelist. I'm this, I'm that, and really,
mm-hmm.
but that's not how you act.
Right, that's right, that's right.
You know, so what you're saying, what you're doing is not lining up.
It's all about love.
That's
it's all,
it.
It's, you know, it's the root of it, doing it in love. And I, what I found is that God will give you the word. I've had people, and my mother has been always a great coach with always telling people, tell them how you feel about them first. Before you want to, if God has you to say something, it's only first of all, you give them, you let them know how much you love them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm saying something to you in correction, I'm very careful of that. But what I've noticed is that God will expose someone not for me to correct,
right.
but for me to pray for.
Yes. Amen.
And I remember a disputer that one of the church members was happy with me, and I just thought, why? What is going on with this person? You know. And so, you know, the enemy will let you hear all kinds of things. So,
yeah,
okay. So, you know, so I had heard all this, and I said, oh, well, you know, I can say, well, they did this or they did that. And let me tell you what, when you go to God, I mean, he will shut you down. And he said, I showed you that not for you to expose them, but to you to love them.
Mm-hmm.
And so once we understand, it talks about love is heals a multitude of skin, you know, and we have to understand that we have to give that love out
That's
just good. As God loved us
That's
because
good.
We were wretched and he sees everything. So you didn't, he didn't miss you still in that Kennedy.
Come
he
on.
Didn't miss you in that life.
Come
he
on.
Didn't miss you. He called it, you know. And so, you know, we might want to, in the flesh, and we understand that, they understand that our flesh is always trying to make it right.
Right.
You know, oh, no, I did that because, or they offended me, and that's why I snapped back.
Well, like yeah.
But no, you need to die daily.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Paul said, I die daily.
That's it.
And so it's not about me. It's really about I want the Father to be seen.
That's it.
Not me to be seen. So I hide behind the cross. And the cross is love.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. What brought Jesus to that cross was love.
That's right.
You know, and so that's the truth of the matter. So you say, well, how do I express love? By simply seeking God. And God will give us
that's
the
it.
Answer on how. He said, I'll make a way for your escape.
That's it. He does.
And so, you know, we don't have to battle. We're not to battle with flesh and blood with our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
You know, and that's what the scripture talks about, shalom. Shalom is peace.
Yeah, it is.
You know, but I love it that we can, he said, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
That's right.
And so he said, so I need you and you need me.
That's it.
And together we're strong.
Amen.
We're strong.
Amen.
Because you have something that God has given you that you can teach me. and that I have something that I can teach you. And that's really what God has done in my life over and over and over through women.
Amen.
And we can see that in the scriptures. Whether we're looking at Naomi and Ruth,
right?
You know, while we're looking at Elizabeth and Mary, you know, and these women are constantly making their bellies, each other's babies bleed.
That's right.
You know, and so in purpose, you know, because I speak to your purpose and you speak to
Amen.
My purpose. And so we have to do that, you know, with love with one another. So cover your sister in love.
Amen.
Pray for her. If you see something going on, pray for her.
That's it. That's
Don't
it.
Bash her.
That's it.
It was, you know, it just reminds me, yesterday my son is reading, I have him reading the Torah. So right, he's getting ready to turn 13, and so we were going to do a bar mitzvah for him. And so he said, he came to me, he said, I'm reading Genesis, and I want to understand why Noah's son was cursed and his brothers were blessed. Well, you know, it talks about how Ham was, he saw his father naked.
That's right.
And he went and told his brothers.
Right.
He shared it.
Yeah.
He didn't cover him up. Now God used his father and brought him out and delivered them out of the flood.
That's it.
But, and so this man of God failed. You saw him fall.
Yeah.
And you didn't cover him.
Yeah. You mocked him.
That's right. And so your brothers received a blessing because they covered him.
That's it.
They covered him so much that they didn't even look on
their wicked. They walked back with him.
Yes. Yes.
Because
my son wouldn't understand. He was like, well, Mom, he didn't do anything. But he did.
Yeah.
He didn't cover him. And I said, and you have to understand that God saw just as he saw and said, wait a minute, this is what's happening to my people.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's happening to the church.
That's right. Come on now.
And we have to stop. Oh, did you see her? Did you
right.
see her?
Oh, yeah, that's
and
it.
Instead of
that's
covering
it.
Her.
That's it.
In prayer,
yeah.
Okay?
That's it.
Not on the phone.
Okay.
You know, not on the hotline.
That's it.
But in prayer.
Yeah.
You know, and how can
that's
I help
good.
You, sis?
Okay.
You know, and so that's really what my mom talk is about. Come on along beside each other, and you share, and I share.
That's it.
We're both making that impartation.
Mm-hmm.
So understand, you're not going to be the only one making it important.
Okay.
I'm not going to make it important.
And
that's what a relationship
that's
is all
it.
About.
That's it.
You know?
That's it.
Iron sharpens iron.
That's
it.
And meet each other in the middle.
That's right.
And they all come up together.
That's right.
No big eyes and little
ears. That's right. And stop tripping and think about it because you got something. I'm going to, you took it from me. No. What God has for me is for me.
That's it.
You got to know that.
That's it. Got to know it, America.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to go to commercial, and we will come back, and I think we are already in the lead, but we're going to go deeper, okay, into what the Lord is saying to us today. And with that being said, we'll be right back.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah.
Y'all heard us chopping it up doing that commercial, but we didn't stop, okay? We didn't have a commercial, okay? But we are back, and we're just so amazingly excited about today and talking about intimacy with the Father and how we can labor in this place of love. And, you know, no matter the cause, America, whether you're most of the time it's desperation when people have to become desperate and get into that place. Mm-hmm. But or it could be a place of desire. You know, what are you desiring? And, you know, the Father says he'll give us the desires of our heart. Are just disciplines. Some people just get tired of being out of order, you know, and they want to, like, you know, been seeking how to do that and do that. And then when they finally get into that place of intimacy, then the Lord begins to minister to them and to love on them. And the residue, you know, falls on them. So it's nothing like seeking him, because when you seek him, and that's kind of the anthem of today, seek him, and you will find him. That's what the word says in Matthew 7:7-8. Seek him, and you'll find him, okay? But as we were talking and during the commercial, the most amazing thing that you actually brought up, which are in the notes today, about the love language. So that's what we're going to talk about in this second portion of our show today. As you labor, you go deeper and you tap into God's love language. Mm-hmm. Okay, and one of my amazing illustrations and actual testimonies is, I'm not going to share the pie story, remember, I did that on the show Friday night, but I'm going to say that I was in this situation with my husband, and it took my mother to bring that into my attention that I miss his language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was something really simple, but I blowed it up. I had to go back and repent.
Right.
No, I did. I did, America. I had to repent to my husband, and I had to tell him how sorry I was, because I actually I crushed him in a place of offense. Okay, didn't even know I was doing it.
Right.
Okay, and one of the things about me, for those that do know me, and that for those that don't, I always say that I'm really animated, because I am. And, you know, the Lord has told me to stop making excuses for who I am. That's just me. That's what I do. Okay. And but one thing I realize is that once you do that, and when you don't really, if you have a man that you see every day,
mm-hmm.
like your husband,
mm-hmm.
and you miss it, like you said, this amazing woman came into your life,
yeah.
and mentored you into that place of flow of love, you know, in your home. Because that's the first place we have to get it, right?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I missed his language. So, as I said, I went back and I repented. But the question that the Father had for me was, if you don't know the language of the one you see every day,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to know the language of the one you've never seen?
Right. Right.
And that place was, you just got to spend time with him, you know, and that's how, just like birthing this new ship here,
mm-hmm.
we're going to spend time together, we're going to sub, even though our spirits are tangible, you
mm-hmm.
know, and we have the same DNA, you know,
mm-hmm.
we know that already,
okay,
when you walked in the room, that was amazing, but the more time we spend together, the more we can reflect on one another and flow in our assignments, you know what I'm saying, and it's the love that you have for God, and the love that I have for him, and then the love we'll have for one another,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, that's how you build into those places of intimacy,
mm-hmm.
you know, with people, and one thing about it is, once you understand God's love language, you can be sure to communicate your affection in a manner that paves the way to your intimacy, and that's in the church, too. You know, we have to learn, without a shadow of a doubt, we have to carry this thing out. We may not like what they do or what they say,
mm-hmm.
but like you were just referencing, too, you know, it may not even be up to us to say nothing, but pray for them, you know, and help them and encourage them and empower them, you know. And it's so amazing, Matt. I want you to share that again about your business, but how we have the same actual journey, you know, how you, through a different way, empower women and younger girls, and although you've elevated to be able to connect and reach the people that don't even speak our language, you know, pretty much. And that's just another dimension for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that with our new wine in Polish.
Okay.
You know, we come in and it's called New Wine because he is the new wine.
Mm-hmm.
He is the great I Am, both mine and Lamb. Okay? That's what's so amazing. And then to take women to that different dimension and be able to open up and share, because like you were saying earlier, it's, women are just so catty,
mm-hmm.
you know, and even in ministry.
Right.
And, you know, we have to not be that way. We have to have a safe place.
That's right.
You know, we have to create those safe atmospheres. You know what I'm saying, sister? For people to feel like, you know, because they're not finding it in the church. Because people, when you walk in church, they looking you up and down. And I mean, you know, everybody, you know, we have to, that's why the Lord says, come as you are. And then you allow the Spirit to fill them and then to minister to them. And, of course, you know, when you have that opportunity to flow and to nurture, there's a way to do that. And like we were talking about today, we have to do it in a spirit of love.
That's right.
You know, because we was all there one day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're trying to act like you wasn't there.
That's right.
Because you was there one day until the Lord came in and set you free. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So we have, and people come in their own time. You know, we were talking about that earlier too, but it's so amazing how you talked about the love language, the five, and learning how to walk this thing out. Because everything we do is work.
Yeah.
It's labor.
Yeah.
You know, marriage is work.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hallelujah. Being a mom is work. And it don't stop at 18 either. It gets greater and greater and greater. The challenges of life. But I would really love at this time, Chana, for you to share what your organization is and, you know, where the Lord is taking you. You know, where you're coming from and where you're going.
Okay. Well, thanks. Well, the name of my organization is Teaching and Encouraging Authenticity. The acronym is T. And how we started is this. It started with me. I was I had two children. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I worked a part-time job in the evenings when my husband came home from work. And I was exhausted. I was in ministry, a minister, and I was just always on call. And I started changing. My normal self of loving people, I didn't want to bother with people. I wanted to be distant away because I thought, okay, someone's going to need something from me. And I had a dream one night, and that dream was the Lord showed me a mirror, and I walked into the mirror, and a skeleton was standing in front of in the rest of my reflection, and he said, that's what you look like in the spirit.
Wow.
You keep giving away everything, and you're not keeping anything for yourself. And so I found with women that over and over and over, we are walking around defeated. And as soon as the Lord will give us something, we will give it all out and not have anything for ourselves.
That's me, America.
And
she got it for the
class. Yeah, and
you got
and it was woman after woman after woman that I was coming in contact with. And how the Lord began to work on that with me, because I was like, okay, you told me this, Lord. Now what do I do about it? He was a woman. In place, and one of my part-time jobs, the Lord has always given me an advance. Well, I was always a supervisor, or given me, always blessed me that way, being in some type of a leadership. And a woman kept asking me, hey, I'm new to the area, why don't you come over? Why don't we spend time? And I thought, oh, I don't have time for friends. I'm trying to figure this mama stuff out. I'm trying to figure out this wife stuff. I'm trying to hold down my little corner.
Okay.
And she's like, okay, no, please come over. And I was thinking, okay, I'm going to avoid her and I'm going to keep going around. And she kept asking. And she said, I want us to have tea. And I just thought, who has time? And I
look at you, girl.
Yeah, and, you know, I just did not see it. I was just trying to sleep whenever I could.
Mm-hmm.
I had two children, both under the age of three.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was on call constantly.
Yeah.
You know, and then other than that, I would go to work, and I was working all the way to like 3 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I came home and go to sleep until that baby woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And then my husband was out the door. It was just me with the kids, and he came back. I was like, passing it away,
yeah.
You know, and that's what we do with mothers.
Yeah.
And so I decided the curiousness of the T called me, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, well, let me see what the T is all about. And I'll sit down with her, and hopefully she'll go away. And
you pushing your desk, man?
And when I sat down with Evelyn, she began to ask me about what my dreams were. And I thought, well, I forgot about my dream.
Mm.
And I realized, now I've had to cross enough women to realize that what us will be doing is we become mothers, and we'll abort our dreams.
Yeah.
And we'll say, well, you know what, I will put my children on my shoulders and I'll push my children. I won't go back to school. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay that I have, and we settle. And God has not asked us to settle. And we sit on the cross. And we just lay there, and God said, look here, I called Jesus off the cross.
Okay.
And so, you know, and it's not just for my brothers and sisters who don't know the Lord, but it's my brothers and sisters that are in the church that are still yet not fulfilling purpose.
That's it.
And so we would sit down and we'd talk about purpose, and we'd keep teaching me something. She started teaching me about my husband, and I started watching her, you know, because I'm a really good observer.
Okay.
You know,
the quiet.
Yeah, you know, I started observing her with her husband, and I thought, that's how you behave with your husband. It's okay, you know, because I just thought that being submissive, because that's an ugly word, okay,
yeah,
in today's culture, submissive.
Yeah.
So, you know, submissive, and she was just, cater to her husband, and I thought, well, this is strange,
mm-hmm.
but it was all in love.
Yeah.
And then I had been exposed to the five love languages, but, you know, I just didn't realize that our love language, guess what, changed.
Yes.
And so we would have to be at the very heartbeat
mm-hmm.
of the Father
you do.
To realize when that change shifts, even in your own life.
That's right.
And so, and in watching that, she began to share some things with me. And on the other hand, my husband was telling me, well, I don't feel love. And I don't know. I'm thinking, honey, I cook, I clean.
Yeah.
What did you not feel in love about what I was giving him, the love like this?
You were just going through the motions.
Yeah. And so once I realized that, okay, wait a minute. Okay, what is he really asking you? And it took another woman.
Who was more like a Naomi for me.
Okay.
Miss Teresa to come alongside me and say, well, sweetie, this is what he's saying.
Slow down enough and to listen. Because
mm-hmm.
I was going so fast, like you said, just going through the motions.
Yeah.
That I didn't slow enough to hear. And so, and I think that as women, that sometimes those of us who know that balance need to be aware of women who don't.
That's it.
That we can be that Naomi.
That's it.
So that we can come beside her and say and be that tightest moment.
That's it.
Because that's what it's all about. We are the older women are to teach the younger.
That's it.
And we're just not necessarily talking about Asian.
That's
women.
Right. You're talking about experience. That's
God,
right. That's
you know?
Right.
And so we have to just do that. So I'm going on.
That is beautiful.
But that is what
that
is all about. And so that's what we do in the community. We come alongside women. We remind them to cherish a tea because, you know, as women, we like delicate.
Yeah,
you're right.
And
it takes time. It's all that detail.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes us feel good.
That's
someone cares about us. I remember when I was in a low place and a woman inquired of me. She just seriously not just asked me, oh, how are you doing today? But no, she looked deep inside.
Okay.
How are you? And she waited for an answer.
Wow.
So many times we ask people,
I know.
And we are still running,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so and most people don't really want to hear what's going on with you. But she waited.
That's true. And a lot of people do that because they will ask you that question.
Yeah.
And they have a hidden agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some people
mm-hmm.
I've noticed they will ask you that question, and of course your natural response is, "I'm good. How are you, ma'am?" They take that "How are you,"
mm-hmm.
and they run with it, and they just want to just tell you all about them.
Right.
They don't wait
really,
genuinely to hear how you're doing.
Right.
That's an open line for them to tell you
right.
all about them and what they're
right.
doing and how they got it going on
right.
to allow another spirit to rest more deeper on you.
Yeah.
And as you think of somebody really care about you and they really don't, it's all about see,
that's right. You know, and that's Satan. He's the accuser of the brother.
He is.
And that Jezebel spirit
mm-hmm.
of just that it's not about you, it's about me,
that's
it's
it.
My agenda.
That's it.
And unfortunately, the world is running rampantly.
You better know it.
You know, but we have to be rested in who we are,
mm-hmm.
who God's made us to be.
Amen.
And in order to come against that spirit, you know. Once I know I'm okay with who I am, then I don't have to compete with you.
That's right.
It's go ahead, baby.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's time to go like that.
Yeah,
I've seen that spirit more than once.
Wow.
Yeah, and we just kind of go, okay,
yeah.
All right, just get that out of your gut. Really,
yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
You know, because that person still
hasn't
told you how
they're
supposed to
live.
That's it.
What condition is your soul? That's it. When you really care about people, you know, you make time for them.
That's
you make
right.
room for them. You know, just such as these ladies have done in your life and
yeah.
the amazing ladies and that have come before me and laid the foundation of love and, you know, and just pillaring you,
mm-hmm.
you know, to help you become, you know, really step totally into your purpose. And
right.
that's what these ladies have done for you and then just push you out, okay, to be able to do that, okay? So I'm so excited about this t- time today with you. And so I understand you have a lot more things going on.
I do.
Okay.
We have a fundraiser this weekend.
Yes.
It's going to be at the Tangle Ridge Golf Club.
Okay.
And we are going to be teaching ladies how to golf. So we have a golf pro coming out.
Okay.
And so, you know, a lot of times our husbands are going off to, you know, playing golf. But, you know, I encourage marriage. I encourage those who just don't know how
mm-hmm.
to learn. So I reach out to you. This is an opportunity
yeah.
for us to get together. And we'll have a tea afterwards.
Okay.
So we'll learn a little bit about the basics and fundamentals of golf.
Okay.
And then we'll have tea and we'll have a speaker speaking on iron and sharpening iron, how
okay.
women, how we can bless each other.
Well, that is beautiful. So that is so exciting.
It's over
yeah.
from 11 to 1.
Okay.
And so lunch is provided.
Okay.
And you can go on my website. You can find me on Facebook, Shauna Haynes, or you can find LaDonna Vic also on Facebook, and just click on our flyer and go ahead and pay. It's $3 right now. So
okay.
You
okay.
get lunches and love, you know, get, wear your cute little skirt.
Okay.
You know, come on. It's beautiful outside. So the weather
yeah.
is perfect. So you shouldn't perspire,
okay.
you know. And we'll have a lot of fun.
So you guys come out this weekend and support Shauna and her and LaDonna's organization of doing what they do and doing it with purpose and just creating atmospheres even outside. Okay,
that's
to
right.
do that and have fun. And we just, you know, thank you so much, Shauna,
well,
for being here today. And I'm so excited. And, of course, we have to do the second portion
yes,
of this
yes.
teaching on next week. And I pray that you can come in and flow with me, you know, in this next season of teaching people how to really tap into the intimacy
yeah.
with the Father.
Yeah.
And you do that, you can be all you can be because He's going to show you how to do it.
That's right.
He's going to tell you every day that you are at His feet,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to be the best you that you can be
Amen.
For such a time as this. Amen.
Amen.
So this has been a great show, and I'm so excited, and I'm, oh, wow, I don't have words to describe the depth
mm-hmm.
of this new dimension,
okay,
mm-hmm. in both of our lives. But, you know, we have some other amazing events coming up here at the Mansion on Park Road. Of course, this is our second Friday, so the I Am Fabulous in Fashion with Anthony Michelle and Vivica Giles. So feel free to come out and support these ladies on Friday from, I believe, is it 6 to 8? Yeah, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then next week, America, we are ready for our Red Gala, so y'all better go into that event, right? If you go on my Facebook page, you probably already own it, okay? Just look up the Mansion on Park Road Red Gala and get your tickets there. Tickets are $50 to this fabulous event for the evening. So we just encourage everyone to do that or to come by the mansion. We have tickets here. So we're excited about this amazing opportunity, this great fashion show, this amazing food, and just an amazing atmosphere. And the real purpose of this gala is to create a celebratory atmosphere, okay? And we're here to celebrate you and all the accomplishments you've done throughout the year and just to celebrate your journey, you know, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. We still want to, you know, lift you up and encourage you in this season. So we just thank God for all that He has done. And we thank Him in advance for all that He is going to do. You know, He's got all these amazing things ready for us, and we just have to have the right mindset
right.
to understand that God loves us so much that He's, you know, of course, He gave His only Son, you know, like you were saying earlier, that we may have lived life and have it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to settle,
mm-hmm.
like you were saying earlier. And we just encourage the world. So you guys are face-to-face with two women that love the Lord and will not give up, okay? As we walk out this journey, and to God be the glory. So feel free to listen in next week as we are live, and we just want to say thank you for listening, thank you for looking, and tune in next week, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. for the Mornings at the Mansion Show. Amen. So see you next week, guys.
Bye.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey, hey. Thank you.
About today, our very first portion segment of the show. We have had an amazing co-host this morning, Shauna Haynes, and her amazing ministry of tea. That is teaching. Let's see, what is that? Teaching, encouraging, and authenticity. So I'm so excited to be connected to this amazing woman of God who has a total zeal for the love of the Father and direction of each and every step that she takes as she mentors the women of God. So we just want to thank God for her and continue to encourage her, and I pray that next week she can kind of chime in with us as we do a conclusion on our Morning at the Mansion show in this topic of the intimacy with the Father. And to get into a little bit more of the meat of the love language of God and how he just wants us to really spend time with him. And I find myself mostly every single day supping with him, whether it be the morning, the afternoon, or the evening. And then sometimes throughout the whole day, just talking to him, getting in direction of how I can be effective for the mandate of the kingdom, for his people, and just encouraging myself to continue to represent the Lord. And sometimes, you know, you have those days that you just don't feel like nothing. You know, even though that's hardly ever for me, but you just, you know, you kind of feel yourself a little stuck sometimes. But when you spend time with God, and as he continues to minister to your spirit man and how you can flow in and out of love, you know, into those amazing places. And I just encourage everyone to seek the Lord. And we have in our next segment for the next show, we're going to talk a little bit about the characters. And one of the most amazing people in the Word, in the Bible to me, is David. His character was so authentic, even though we were saying earlier he wasn't perfect, but none of us are perfect. We all have issues, you know, and we just want to walk them out daily. And as Chana was saying, we have to die daily, you know, and just get into those intimate and secret places. And then as you hear the heartbeat of God, your direction is where it is supposed to be. So we just want to just continue to pray for our world today and encourage everyone to vote. This is the season for voting. And, you know, that way you can have a voice in the world in today of how what you're feeling, you know, because I've heard people say, well, I'm just not going to vote and this and that. And the depth of that is you have so many people that have died and have stood so that we could have the right to do the things that we have the right to do today, you know. And we just have to stand on the shoulders of those people and know that, you know, they're gone now. And they're gone because you can stand, you know, and be effective and know that your voice and what you feel and what you think, it really does matter. You know, it's a whole lot of things that matter in the world today, not just black lives, but all lives matter. You know, and what's the heartbeat of our country and how we want to represent and get back to standing on the Word of God, the things that we were founded to do in the beginning, you know. And it is only us that will be able to make that change. And we have to know that we're change agents, and we have to function in that capacity what the Lord has led us to do so. And especially as men and women of God, we have that is our reasonable service for our country, is to be able to be a voice in the world today. So I just want to encourage everyone to make sure you do that because it's so important. But as we kind of chime out in our last few minutes, I just want to once again kind of go over our calendar for the month. And for those that don't know, we do our new wine segment, our empowerment show now, and it is the first Friday of every month. And we just encourage everyone to come out. It's from 6:30 to 8:30, and that is every first Friday of the month. So we'll be sending those notifications out for you guys to tune in. The second Friday, as we mentioned earlier, is I Am Fabulous in Fashion, and that is with Auntie Michelle. And, of course, Vivica Giles, y'all know she's always in the mix. She is so amazing. She is the glue here at the mansion. She holds us all together. And I just thank God for her. So she will also be alongside hosting with Anthony with her Fabulous Fashions as well. And I cannot say enough about our third Friday of this month in October, which is the 21st. That is our Red Gala at the Mansions on Park Row. It's actually going to be here in Pantego at the Pantego Lions Club. And it's from 7 until. We're going to have this amazing meal by our caterer, Anointed Creations by Ferry Bolson. We have our photographer, and that is Will Washington. And then we have our Mr. Frank. He is going to do an amazing job. He's got some new tricks up his sleeve for us. We're so excited about it with the spirit of anticipation. He is our DJ, and he also has a coast DJ, believe it or not. How does that happen? That's how it happened at the mansion, okay? We're so excited about that, and we're just going to just have a night of celebration to celebrate one another and to usher in this celebratory spirit for you to be able to carry it into the next season of 2017. And, of course, we have many more events in store of celebration. So we just want to let everyone know that you can go on our Eventbrite page at the Red Gala, get your tickets. They're $50, and or you could come by the Mansions on Park Row and purchase your tickets. We have those available here. And so as we are ticking down in this month of October, we're getting ready for the holidays and, of course, Thanksgiving, and that's one of my most favorite holidays because it is. It's fellowship. But we have Thanksgiving every day around here at the Mansion on Park Row. We just fellowship once a month. I believe it's the third Friday during the day, America. Feel free to come by the mansion. We feast here. We celebrate here. And it's so amazing to see the love that flows from day to day that we have for one another here at the Mansion on Park Road. And that's just fat, fat fool. really, we do that because we have enough people here on our complex that it's someone to celebrate every month for the birthdays. And then, you know, if you want us to chime in and call and tell us your birthday, we do that too. Just come on in, and it's all good. But I do want to thank the Lord, and I just want to mention our ministry that we have here in Fort Worth, Texas. It's at the King's Haven Worship Center. That is in Fort Worth, Texas, and our very own Apostle Anthony Burns. So amazing. We had our convocation conference this week, and it was called Bringing the Glory Falling. It was all about the glory. Let me just say that. And I'm just in the place of the residue from that amazing conference and being able to be exposed on an amazing platform with these major hitters in the kingdom and all these apostles, bishops, and I'm just so honored to be able to, be able to chime in and flow on the same platform with these amazing people of God, and the Lord has promised there's much more to come. So I'm so excited. So what we're going to do is we're going to chime out and go to one of our most amazing commercials or just whatever our producer here has to go on with us. So y'all just, I'm just going to give this Anthony a hand because she has transitioned into a new dimension, and I thank God for her and all the things and much more to come. So we'll see you guys next week, Tuesdays at 10 a.m., The Mansions on Park Road in the morning at The Mansion Show.
Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right. At the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
Hey ladies, have you heard about the Anthony Michelle Experience? Let me tell you, it's one of the most exciting things that could happen to you. You've heard them talk about it. That is, that magic factor. It is what you'll be feeling when wearing an Anthony Michelle design. Anthony Michelle custom-made clothes and accessories are designed with you in mind. The real woman. From casual to business, cocktail to evening, Anthony Michelle has something that will set you apart from the rest. Oh, and yes, for you travelers, jet setters out there, she even provides resort and swimwear available year-round. If you're looking to establish your own sense of style and be different, Anthony Michelle has something for you. Located at 2706 West Park Road Drive in Pantego, Texas. Get a feel of the Anthony Michelle Experience.